Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Feet to the Fire. Moral outrage. That's the phrase that I suppose I was trying to think of yesterday. I'm picking up where we left off. I am so tired of the moral outrage, alleged, or the pretense of moral outrage coming from especially the left over Donald Trump. And I want to continue to highlight this idea, this proposition, that Donald Trump has got to run in 2024 in order to reverse what happened in the stolen election of 2020. And the criticism we often hear from people is, again, he's lost the ability to govern this country because he's so hated. He's disqualified because he's so morally bankrupt. And they always go back to the same charges, things that they used to try and destroy Trump during his presidency. If you remember, there was always something new in the news cycle about how Trump, vulgar, not just that, but an animal, he's a womanizer, he's an abuser, he's unfit to be president. And you remember things like the Charlottesville riot, or whatever you want to call that, the Charlottesville incident, where Trump said that there are good people on both sides, something like that. And they're like, see, he's a white supremacist. He's supporting white supremacists. All this nonsense. And it's always fake news, this fake moral outrage. The Access Hollywood video that came out right before the election in 2016, where he made, obviously, an inappropriate comment about women. But what I'm trying to get at is not say that Trump is some sort of angel or he's perfect. That's not it at all. What I'm saying is this notion that he can't govern because he's unfit and everybody hates him is built on a fake narrative of fake moral outrage. We're supposed to believe this idea that Trump is so offensive in his moral character to the left, the purveyors of all kinds of moral filth who have no moral compass. That's what's funny. That's what's always boggled my mind about their protests over things like the Access Hollywood video. These people in Hollywood, these people on the left, the Bill Clinton party, who took advantage of an intern in the Oval Office while he was president. All of these people, all of a sudden, they wake up one morning and overnight, we're supposed to believe that they got some sort of principled moral courage. But the reality is, these people from Hollywood on the left, they are the kingpins of womanizing. They are the pioneers in exploiting women, objectifying women, abusing women. They are the trailblazers in selling and exploiting sex and promiscuity and all kinds of moral filth in our culture. And yet they're telling us, oh, you know, Donald Trump, when we hear him talk and when we think about him being president, get the smelling salts because we just can't take it. We just can't imagine a guy of this moral bankruptcy being president. We can't believe that. These are the people that, as I said yesterday, are making the movies filled with promiscuity and sexuality, every sort of vulgarity you can imagine. These are the people that are doing it on and off the camera. You know, these media personalities that are reporting and that are saying Trump is, you know, he's unfit and there's no possible way this guy could be president because of how he's treated women and things like that. These people, when the cameras shut off, they're going into the green room and doing all kinds of whatever with the sound engineer and the cameraman off camera, even while they're married. So my point is, none of these people have a moral compass, and yet they're morally indignant over Donald Trump. It's all a show, and I'm emphasizing this point because I'm trying to bring this out. Why then? Why do they hate Donald Trump? If they have no moral compass, if they're the biggest hypocrites, that's what's so frustrating about this, is this self-righteous attitude of these people who are at the forefront of the sexual revolution, legalizing drugs, legalizing and supporting every kind of illicit, godless, unbiblical, unethical behavior, and yet they're outraged over Trump. It's absolute, it's a pretense of self-righteousness and hypocrisy. But why is it? Let's cut to the chase here. Why then do they hate Donald Trump? Because we know they don't have a moral compass. These are the people, as I said, who have perfected womanizing and abuse of women. And here's why. It's because he's an effective conservative, an effective communicator of a conservative values, and he effectively, more so than almost any president in modern history, he implemented a conservative agenda. And it doesn't matter who it is, whether it is Mother Teresa or Ron DeSantis or George W. Bush from 2000 or their own grandmother, anybody that teams up with conservatives, that represents grassroots America, that becomes the spokesman for conservatism and traditional American values, they will push that person over the cliff, malign, destroy, shred with every sort of absurd, unfounded accusation, as though the left has the moral high ground, and this person, as I said, has to be pushed overboard because they are just so despicable on the spectrum of morality, even though the left has no spectrum of morality. But we're falling for it. So that's the point I'm trying to make, is when people are telling us, oh, Trump can't run again. It's impossible. Everyone hates him. He's a disgrace. Charlottesville, Access Hollywood, and on they go. It's not true. They're going to do that to any conservative. Can I read you this article? Let me try and prove this. January 16th, 2009. Do you guys remember this? Maybe you weren't following politics. Maybe you were too little. I've been following politics since infancy. Listen, 2009, President Bush, this is a CBS, President Bush will leave office as one of the most unpopular departing presidents in history, according to a new CBS News New York Times poll showing Mr. Bush's final approval rating at 22%. George Bush, the president during 9/11, had one of the highest ratings of presidential approval ever in history. CBS tells us in 2009, he's leaving with a 22% approval rating. 73% say they disapprove of the way Mr. Bush has handled his job as president over the last 8 years. Mr. Bush's final approval rating is the lowest final rating for an outgoing president since Gallup began asking about presidential approval more than 70 years ago. Interestingly, Mr. Bush also has the distinction of having the highest approval rating for a president as well as the lowest. Remember, I just said that. And that was following the September 11th attacks in 2011. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because according to Gallup, as President Bush is leaving office, they drove his approval rating down to 31% by 2006, not even when he left, and all the way down to 22% by the time he left. I'm bringing this up because, remember, George Bush's whole platform and agenda, Karl Rove, the way they assembled this win in 2000, this new resurgence of conservatism, remember, compassionate conservatism. That was Bush's policy. You get compassionate conservatism that comes in, and everybody says, you know, that's the kind of morality we need, not Donald Trump. And what'd they do? Destroyed him, because that's what they do to every conservative. That's my point. Stop believing this idea that Trump can no longer govern because he's hated and immoral. They would do it to anyone. Ron DeSantis, the purest of pure. It doesn't matter. We need to get Trump back because he won and he needs to run again. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. They hate him because he's conservative.